Real estate experts say now may be a great time to buy a home in South Florida, if only because so many cheap foreclosed homes are available. The flood has created chaos for local judges who must rule on every foreclosure case. But another option is to avoid the courtroom and order both the bank and the homeowner into a mediation room. Rod Petrie, head of the Collins Center, which organizes out-of-court mediation programs, says that option has been ignored in Florida until now.
The one thing we're missing is for the two parties involved here to talk to each other. When a lender calls a borrower, you know, a lot of the language has been, pay up, you deadbeat. Is that the best way to have a conversation, you know, with the borrower?
Some borrowers also complain that banks or lending firms do not return their calls or that it is too hard to get in touch with the right person in charge of their mortgage. Petrie says some of those communication problems can be avoided with court-ordered mediations, which the Collins Center is helping to organize in several areas. The nonprofit group recently held a training session for about 200 trained mediators in the Miami area. One of the trainees, Joan Bickerstaff, said a mediation session may provide a number of alternatives not available in a foreclosure trial.
The court system is overwhelmed and probably does not provide the best solution. The discretion that the court has in a foreclosure proceeding is fairly limited.
Courts have no authority to order a bank to change the terms of a loan or compel a homeowner to continue making payments on a home. But at a mediation, the two sides can agree to adjust the loan, reduce the monthly payments, or decide to sell the house at a lower price and terminate the mortgage. Experts say the process will not work for every homeowner in trouble, especially people who have lost their jobs or those who borrowed way too much in the first place. Rod Petrie says the key to mediation is a credit counseling session to determine what a homeowner can afford.
A lot of lenders say, well, we haven't gotten any information from that borrower for years. We don't know whether they have a job or not. Plus, for the borrower, that really forces them to add up, you know, what they got and what they don't have.
Mm-hmm. The Collins Center has organized 15 mediations in Miami. Former Judge Tom Bateman, who advises the center, says the sessions are confidential, but the results have been encouraging.
Nine had reached some what we would consider a successful resolution. They agreed to adjourn and continue negotiating after the mediation session.
Similar mediation programs have been operating for months in states like Ohio and New Jersey, where they are credited with limiting new foreclosures. But Miami realtor Enrique Lopez doubts whether it will work in Florida, where home prices have plunged in the past 2 years. He says there is no incentive for homeowners to negotiate a deal to remain in a house worth far less than the mortgage on it, a situation known as being upside down.
If you're an attorney or if you're a realtor, why would you advise your client to remain in a property that, as an investment, it doesn't make any sense for them to do anymore? How long is it going to take for them before a property that's $50,000, $60,000 upside down can recover its value?
Lopez says homeowners may be better off accepting a foreclosure in that type of situation. He says many people can find a similar house for a lot less money now that real estate prices have fallen so far. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.